Banging Beers 153. We are back on Sunday. You got Tony, Billy, and Andy. Bob's unfortunately feeling under the weather, so he's probably recouping at home right now.
Nothing serious, so don't.
No. He's good.
Don't freak out. Bob's good.
Bob's fine. Just we all sometimes overdo it too much. I don't think that's what he did, because Bob can house some goddamn.
I think he got his booster too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So he's feeling a little under the weather, but Bob's good. Don't stress. But that's the thing too, in this climate. Like, if you're like, oh man, I'm a little stuffy, I don't want to risk it, I'm not gonna get everyone else sick, even though like I think every single person on the show is vaxxed and boosted.
And or had it.
Yeah.
Well, actually both.
But we can still like spread it to other family members, so we don't want to come and fucking start like a little.
COVID's over. We're on a World War III now.
Yeah. That's very true.
So how's it going today, guys?
Oh man, it's been going. Live chat is open, so if you guys want to hang out with us, talk with us, tell us what you're drinking on this fine Sunday. Running the chat, bang those beers.
Hell yeah, dude,
we're going to, my guy. He got the booster. Yeah, he got his booster. He's just feeling a little like sleepy, I guess. He said
it happens. That's what it's all about. And then today we got some beers we are featuring from Icarus Brewing in New Jersey. So we got quite a variety here. We've got some stouts, some IPAs, a Pilsner. Yeah, no, a Japanese style rice lager.
Oh,
so with lemongrass. So these are my buddy AMAC, Andrew McCarr, lives down near them. So he gifted me these for the show.
Thank you, man.
So thank you, AMAC. We really appreciate it.
And this is your episode.
We're going to crank these down. And while we're doing that, we got this. This is fairly new, I think, Billy, right?
The
Founders All Day Haze.
All Day Haze.
That we're going to crank down on the side here.
I used to go to the Humble Tap a lot after work, and All Day IPA is always on tap as like a special, like it's like a $5 or $6 tap special or whatever. And I loved All Day IPA. I think it's a sleeper beer. It's something you could buy a case of, just have it in the fridge all the time. I think it's been replaced. This All Day Haze is fantastic. It smells like a grapefruit, which is perfect for me. And it's just super, it's tons of flavor, but still light and crushable.
Yeah, it's super, super citrusy. What we got here? We often have our head in the clouds. And once again, we came back down with an exciting idea. Let's take the low ABV of All Day IPA and bring it to a hazy. There's not a question mark there, but I thought that was going to go further. Yeah. I'm like, wait, hold on. That's the end of the sentence. That's just what we did with the All Day Haze IPA. A substantial amount of oats and wheat lend a whimsical fogginess, while citrus, Simcoe, and Amarillo hops create an explosion of aroma. A sessionable, cloudy treat that can be enjoyed in any weather, hazy or otherwise. But yeah, this is definitely a crushable all day.
Yep. Yeah, and it's 15 packs too.
Oh, really?
It comes in. So.
What does a 15 pack go for?
Like 18 something.
It's not bad at all.
No. And you can get this bad boy at the craft house at Minersville. And I'm sure probably most places that sell Founders, because I don't think you can go anywhere and not find Founders.
Yeah. Also, a little cheap plug here. If you want, we are selling on our merch page our pint glasses. So all the logos are there, but this is the new one. So this is the Lord glasses, we'll say, the Bang and Beer Lords. So you can get those there. Oh, Brian, the beer snob, hanging out with us, man. Cheers, gents. What's going on, my guy?
What's up, dude?
Put in the chat what your most recent review was. So people can go check it out. He's always in the community page sharing his stuff because he actually participates. So we let him share his content.
Yeah, and that's what we're looking for. Dudes like Brian, the beer snob, sharing. You want to share your content? He's a great tribute to the community. So
he puts us over all the time. So he's good with us. He does good stuff. Yeah, so I'm just going to just real quick keep going, Andy, while I'm going to tweet out some stuff here. So
yeah, sweet. So today and tomorrow are the final days to put in for the Bangin' Beers Yeti 16-ounce can coaster. So any level of our Patreon subscribers that is not a member of the show is in the running for this. We will be pulling the drawing next Sunday during our live stream. So please, whoever wins this, you know, we're going to throw some stickers in there too. But it's a one-of-a-kind laser-etched Yeti. So we'd like to thank our patrons so far. Tony's got the list there to send the shout-outs. Shortly. But, like I said, we're going to do the drawing next week. So today and tomorrow, the final days to sign up. Does not matter. $1, $100, whatever you want to do, you're in the running for this.
So yeah, we want to thank our Patreon. So like I said, you have $1 to $25 is what we have listed, but you can do whatever you want. If you don't have money, that's not a big deal. It's not, you know, it's not mandatory, but we do thank people who are willing to take their hard-earned money and support this network that we can use the money to get equipment or buy stickers to give to people or do fun things like save up the money and buy a Colster and give it away. You know, it's really cool. Anyone who donates over the $10 limit is in the running every month for a free t-shirt. We did announce our new winner. Ryan Box is our winner for that t-shirt. So we want to thank Ryan Box, David S, Brett Squared, Bridget M, Andrew H, Greg R, Heidi B, Ryan G from the Fueled by Hops podcast, Kelly Crystal Mountain Healing, Tommy B, the Tree of Life Metaphysical Shop, Brad Z, Higher Than Other Words, and JH. So anyone who signs up gets a shout out. So if you are a content creator and you want to get a cheap plug, I mean, you don't have to pay for it. If you get in the chat and just say, hey, we're going to shout you out anyway, but this is another way to get it. And this gets you shouted out across all of our. So the network does have a few shows that aren't ran by me. So our Patreon is kind of only, it says the network, but it's only for the shows that I'm a part of that I have my hand in. So the other shows, I can't have them shout people out if they're not, you know what I mean? Like they have their own Patreons and ways of making money. But yeah, so if you're, if you sign up for this one, you're on Banging Beers, Tornado Tag Podcast, Truth Behind Illusion, Interviews with Everyday People, and Not Cool in High School. So yeah, so that's kind of something too. But yeah, so first lineup in a while, I think it's been a minute since I've had Icarus Spears or we've had them on the show.
Have we ever had them?
I believe so. Yeah, I back in the day. I remember definitely having Icarus Spears. I can research that right now.
Icarus is a great brewery. I believe it's near Red Bank. I honestly don't know even know where it's in New Jersey, so it's fine.
I really want to make a trip to Red Bank this summer because I want to go see the Secret Stash, the new Secret Stash. And there's like a bucket list comic I want to buy, but I only want to buy it at the Secret Stash because they were like involved in, and I think down the street is the Tell 'em Steve Dave store. That's where Walt is now. Yeah. I kind of want to go down there and experience that.
So they're out of Lakewood, New Jersey.
Yeah. I only have two check-ins by them. They did the social distancing collaboration with Tattered Flag. That was Abomination. Was that Tattered Flag or Abomination?
Abomination, because Abomination did the social distancing with all the different breweries.
You're right. So yeah, that was the that one and Fierce Brosnan we had in the show.
Oh yeah, that's the one I bought, the James Bond one.
They have made 602 beers and average a 4.05 average on Untappd, which is pretty damn awesome. That's a lot of beers, and to keep your score above the protected four. The protected four.
And like everything I've ever had from them has been awesome. So like I said, he'll gift me beers. He gave me a mix pack like 2 weeks ago. I'm like, oh sweet. So these are the selections that he gave me.
Last night I reviewed the Dewclaw's banana bread pudding Hefeweizen with my neighbor Ray. It was his birthday, so I gave him that instead of cake. I like it.
Hey, I like it, man.
And then Ronnie says he is a snob. if you're noticing on the bottom too, Brian, Ronnie is chatting over on YouTube. And Brian is over here on the Facebook. So they can't see each other typing, but we put it in there so they can still communicate a little bit. But we are live right now on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, and YouTube. If you are watching live and you can do it at any point in time, head over to our YouTube and give us a subscribe, or vice versa. Head over to Facebook and give us a like, or Twitter, give us a like, Instagram. We have little goals that we're set, like try to hit by the end of the year. Our goal is 1,000, like try to at least hit 1,000 on any platform or on YouTube. So if you can help us out with that, or if you're listening back later, audio only, help us out with that. Anytime a retweet, a share, a like, anything like that really, really helps us out. And if you're
on Spotify, go give us a star.
Yeah, reviews.
Five stars, you don't even have to type anything.
Yeah, we'll read reviews on the podcast too. Our website has reviews if you hit our link tree. And if you want to be a guest, we do have a sign up on our website that you can go to. And
we'd love to have other people on.
And we'll have you collaborate. We can have people join via video call. Yeah. So it's a good time.
Technology, man.
Technology.
But yeah, I mean, Apple Podcast reviews, hit that up, please, for us too. Give us some love.
Our wrestling show is still top 10 in Tanzania.
Nice.
We're killing it there. We were two for like 2 months and then slipped to like 13, and now we're back to 8.
Nice.
They love us in Tanzania. They don't talk to us, but they love us.
Oh, hey, that's all that matters, man, as long as they're watching.
Look, the world is going crazy, and Tanzania is like, we need Tornado Tag Podcast.
Yeah, right. But also, if you're on YouTube and you hit subscribe, make sure you hit that bell too so you get the notifications, because YouTube likes to be like that.
It hides us.
Yeah,
we don't have a lot of people.
You can subscribe, but you might not get the notifications. So yeah, hit that bell too, please.
All right, our first one.
And let us know what you want to see on the show.
Chipmunks Download.
You want to start with a stout?
Fuck it. We'll do it live. We have some stout bottles that we have to go through soon too. We're gonna try to get an episode where we can get
inventory the fridge here.
Cans are good. We just have a few old bottles, like not old bottles, but bottles we've been sitting on for special occasions. Has anyone in the chat had Icarus before? If you had, let us know. Let us know your experience. We actually, normally Bob is the guy who's been to all these breweries, and he's not here today. So we usually do like, hey, what to expect if you go to Icarus. So if you are watching and you have been to the brewery, tell us your experience. Is there food? Are they, is it 21 and older? Is it family friendly? Is it dog friendly? Anything like that? Let us know in the chat if you have been there, and we can get some more information there.
Oh, so this is Chipmunk's Download. This is Tony's favorite. It's a Russian Imperial Stout. It's brewed with English Maris Otter malt, Belgian chocolate malt, domestic oats, domestic rye, and maple syrup from Red Leaf Hollow Farms, which I'm guessing is local in New Jersey, and is conditioned on roasted peanuts and peanut butter candies. So I think you might like this one, Tony.
Usually the Imperials aren't as roasty for me, but we'll see how it goes.
Like, I get no coffee on this one at all.
You guys never do, though.
It's sweet.
True.
It's sweet, and it doesn't have overpoweringly peanut butter, but there's that hint of maple syrup, so it's not overtly sweet, too.
Yeah, that Warhorse last week was unbelievable.
Yeah, that was
that peanut butter jelly. Who do we got here? Sam's Beer Review. So go show him some love on Facebook. Happy Sunday, guys. Finally able to watch live this week. Well,
nice.
Cheers to you, man. Thanks for hanging out. Where's everybody from? Put your location where you're watching from. I'm gonna see how far our reach is here, because we started very local for a while now.
Now UK guys come back.
Now we had people from the UK watching. It's just kind of interesting to see where everyone's from. All right, let's see how I like this stout. Yeah.
So this motherfucker is dangerous. I know I've been trying to not curse as much on the show, but holy shit, 10.5% by the way.
It tastes like it.
Really? I don't get the booze at all.
I don't really get much.
I get booziness.
No, I don't. I think it's...
So I drank it. I was like, this is higher than normal.
I mean, it's a Russian Imperial Stout, so... But, no, this... the peanut... Like I said, there's a very good balance to it. The peanut... Sometimes the peanut will either, like, overpower everything in the maples or the maple syrup. But it's, like, that chocolatiness and the peanut butter. What you thinking down there, Billy?
I like it. It's good. Yeah, it does have a good... like balance of all the flavors. Nothing really steals the show.
It's a great it. And as it warms up, it's like a news flash. I've had them all already, so. But waiting for the show to kind of talk about it. But like I said, I've never had anything bad from Icarus, and this is like I've been like the sweet stouts and stuff haven't been my thing lately.
Yeah,
I'm kind of talking about that a few times, and I'm looking at like some dry stouts, but this one's a nice like dessert beer.
Yeah, I'm picking up the maple. I definitely get the maple. I get the now once again, if it's your first time watching, we're not Cicerones or whatever the hell they're called. We're
negative five Cicerones.
We're like scumbags who drink beer. But yeah, there's definitely no coffee, because that's usually where I have my hard time with the darker beers. I don't like coffee taste, but I don't get any coffee. I guess the muteness of the peanut butter, but not like overpowering peanut butter. But I get the maple and the booziness. That's pretty much it. But it's not terrible. Like if that's what you're into, you'll probably really like it.
Yeah, I don't get boozy. But we got some beer news for us this week, Billy.
They announced when the tickets will be on sale for School County Brew Fest.
Yo, if you're able to travel to Pennsylvania for the week of the School County Brew Fest, come fucking hang out with us.
Yep.
It would be so much fun. Pottsville does have hotels and everything. Even if you don't get a hotel in Pottsville, dude, we will come pick you up and give you a ride to the Brew Fest and back to your hotel.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll. So tickets are on sale now.
No, they go on sale May 1st.
Oh, good call.
May 1st.
at noon, I'm assuming Eastern time.
Yeah, there is a VIP, and then there is going to be general admission.
Yep.
The premise of this beer fest is all the breweries come, and any of the brewers who show up, they all bring one beer that is going to be in competition for the beer of the day. And when you come in, you get a one bottle cap.
Yep.
And you put your bottle cap in the one that you think was the best. And at the end, they tally up all the votes, and whoever wins leaves with the championship belt,
yep,
the wrestling belt, because it's Pilgaroo, and they're awesome. So last year was Snitz Creek was the winner, and it's like three or four city blocks of Pottsville that's roped off, and it's just completely jam-packed with food trucks, vendors, beer, everything you can imagine. There is like two bars and three brewer, like two bars and a brewery on the strip that you can go to as well. It is an absolute blast if you can make it.
Yeah, if you're gonna come out, get the VIP. We'll be there early. Basically, we get early. VIP gets you early entry.
Early entry. You're there from one until two. Yeah, so just the VIP, and then it opens to the general ticket purchasers from two until six. And I would imagine they're gonna have an after party again.
Because typically by two,
we didn't make it to the after party.
No. Typically by the gates open is we're schmoozing by that point.
Yeah. And especially with the lineup they announced so far, it's gonna be a long day.
Who we got, Billy?
Obviously Pilgaroo. Obviously Snitz Creek going to defend the championship.
They're holding two belts.
They are holding. Our friends from the north will be there again.
They bring their own belt. They said, fuck it. Yep.
Robin Hood Brewing Company from State College. We got Catman Brewing. We got Rotunda. We got Dirty Bull, D-U-R-T-Y. We got Dynasty Brewing. We got Liquid Shoes.
I'm excited to try more from Dynasty because that collaboration day with Pilgaroo was fucking good.
Yes. Yep. Which they're out of Virginia.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I believe Dynasty's out of Virginia. We got Liquid Shoes, which they have a collab on now with them. That's a milkshake black IPA that I had on Friday.
That's the Neapolitan one, isn't it?
We got Prototype Brewery and Meadery. We got Powell's Valley Farm. We got Fane Stock and Bayer.
They had a lot of sleeper beers last year.
We got 412 Brewery. We have Abomination Brewing Company.
Coming back. They weren't there last year.
Nice.
We got Hidden River Brewing Company will be there. We got Stoker's, Yingling, obviously, Black Rock, Monday's Brewing Company.
Are we all wearing our Lord shirts?
Yeah. I think we have to.
Yeah. Yeah. And go to the Yingling. Can we get a photo?
Yeah.
We'll get seen.
I really hope they bring more than like lager. And
they brought Chetty. My first year at Brewfest, this is when you guys weren't part of it yet, but we instead of walking around Brewfest, we had a tent set up.
Yeah.
And people were able to come up and join, like sit down at the table and hang out and do the podcast. And it was fun, but like, I didn't get to experience Brewfest. And I was like, how do we balance this where we can, so we're just like, we're just going to go represent the podcast. We're not going to really film content. Like we might get photos and stuff.
I think I have an idea for this year.
I mean, I have wireless mics.
Well, I'm thinking we do some like video blips.
Yeah, but we have to
get pieces together later.
We have to have someone who's willing to.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Record it the whole time.
Let's just get a gimbal. We'll do it.
Yeah. Shit show.
Yo, should we get a fucking like harness and do like first person?
Yeah. We all walk around with like the old MTV Fear.
Yeah, we're like first person.
Big thing on. Just like by the end of it, I'm just like,
hey guys, what's up, man?
The beer snob says he's from Atlanta, Georgia. So let us know where you're from. It'd be a lot of fun. He says that beer sounds amazing. The one we just had, Chipmunk Download. Ronnie said first beer. I guess he's cracking one today. I stopped at Pilgaroo last night. Their Neapolitan Black IPA was fantastic. Sam's Beer Reviews. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to try that one. I don't love milkshake IPAs, but
we are there all the time.
Milkshake Sam, so Black IPA?
I will be there. I'll be there after here.
Oh, well, if you're going to go there after there, maybe I'll come down for a beer.
Yeah. I mean, I think you might.
Yeah, because they're having bands play again today. So
who's playing?
Conditioned Oakland.
Oh, okay. I missed him last week because I was getting stuff done for the show. But yeah, maybe we'll swing by after this. Depends how. I mean, Bob didn't bring booze, so I should be fine.
But what you been up to this week, Tony?
So I did my first ever open mic.
While you do that, I'm gonna. Yeah, I've been wanting to ask you about that. It was crack our number two.
Fucking
here.
Dope. I've never done an open mic before. Keith Collins from Hooligan and the legendary Collins family. His son Harry has a really nice PA system, and he's trying to get involved more with the sound and doing all that for shows. And he really is inspired, and he wants to do more open mics to give people opportunities to play and maybe give them an opportunity to play in front of a crowd if it's like their first times. So he did it. He got in contact with Black Diamond, and they said, well, like he goes, I just kind of shy to go up there my first time and get on the mic and introduce people and talk and kind of play the host role. So he asked me, and I said, sure, I'll go help him out. And it was really good, man. We had about like six people show up. We had like a 13 or 14 year old girl come up and play the ukulele. and she sang and actually had like some original songs.
Oh, awesome. That's really
like 14
cool.
years old and writing original music. Then there was a, like a 16-year-old kid. He's in a local band called Bliss. They're a lot of like the whole first half of the people were all like people from like North Schuylkill. Like,
oh, nice.
A kid who I know who graduated, a guy who went to North Schuylkill, and then the two younger kids who are still in high school. All super talented. And we gave everybody, because not many people signed up at first, so we gave everyone like three songs to play. And
yeah.
Then we went through the lineup. Then like Eddie Collins showed up, Billy Trey showed up. And it was just a really, really, really good time. People played some songs, some bangers were played. And yeah, Black Diamond. So I think we're going to try to do that like maybe twice a month.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you have like a schedule you're going to look to do it now?
We got to kind of work it around because wrestling's starting up. And I sometimes do commentary on Friday nights for wrestling. So I have to kind of mix it between wrestling and open mics, but it's definitely something we're going to start doing more and have more people come out and play music. But it was really, really fun.
Yeah, I totally would have been there, but if I wasn't at the show.
Yeah. I guess I got a photo with the two kids that are in high school as like the host, and they're like, oh, we're going to put this in the yearbook. And I was like, I wasn't even in my own yearbook. And I'm like, can I put my beer down at least? Yeah. But it was an awesome time. Everyone's so fucking talented. And it's really cool to see like the next generation of music in the area.
Good. Yeah. Cause I'm so glad kids are playing music again. I feel like there was like a drought for a while.
Dude, this one kid came up, the kid that's part of that Bliss band. And he was wearing like a Led Zeppelin shirt and stuff. And his first song was, use me or what? Oh, that one. I've been roaming around. I was looking down and all I see.
Oh, I think I know.
Yeah. The Used, I think it is. But his voice was like, didn't come like it shouldn't have came from a 16-year-old
Fergie
kid.
And Jesus.
It was kind of like he had like that smoker raspy voice.
Yeah.
But, like he kind of had like the 90s grunge.
Okay. Nice.
Like pop punk style voice, I guess. And like, then he played like all these songs from like my high school
Kings
years.
Kings of Leon.
Yes. And fucking, I was like, dude, you got a voice on you, man. He's like, thank you. He's like, all my favorite music is like from that time. I was like, you would have been great in our high school years.
Well, it's funny. Cause like you have that grungy, like we grew up when in our area, like that was the new music for us, but like the old, like was the 80s shit.
Yeah.
Now kids today, the old 80s shit is now the 90s.
That's
shit.
Us. we're those guys now.
So now like those kids refer to the 90s. Like we refer to the 80s.
Yeah. I switched over to YouTube so I can read the comments. Well, welcome.
Hell yeah, Brian, the beer snob.
I love it.
We got to get you on the show someday, Brian. Yes, we'll have to coordinate
and
that.
And Sam, I mean, she's local, too. So they got to come on.
Yeah, we got to get you guys on. We'll coordinate all that shit. So this next one we've got rocking here is actually a collaboration between Icarus and Bolero Snort Brewing.
So fun thing with this one. I don't know if you were on that episode, but we had a Bolero Snort Creamsicle Ale. It was like an orange creamsicle. And I thought, and I'm not a big fan of orange flavored things. Like I could eat an orange all day long, but when it's orange flavored beer, orange flavored candy, orange flavored ice cream, I just don't like it. Mm. But it was the best orange creamsicle beer I ever had. And it was from Bolero Snort. So the fact that they're collaborating with Icarus and making like another variant.
Yeah.
I'm very interested.
Yeah. So this is, are you down with NOBP?
You know me.
So this is a 6.9. Nice. percent milkshake IPA.
It took you a little bit. You're like, wait, oh, I got it.
Like, all right, sweet. So milkshake North New England IPA brewed in collaboration with Bolero Snort Brewery, conditioned on Cara Cara oranges, bananas, passion fruit, and Madagascar vanilla beans.
Smells good. So the reason I really like their Bolero Snort one, it tasted like an orange creamsicle, but it still tasted like you were drinking a beer.
Yeah.
Like it still had beer characteristic. It wasn't like you were drinking a fruit juice.
Did you have a sip of it? Because I think you're going to like this one too.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So I will say the Bolero Snort one had more of the vanilla forward with the orange. This one I think has a little less of the vanilla forward. It's very, very orangey. And then it has like a, you could definitely tuck the hop and it's definitely a beer.
And the banana.
Yeah.
I didn't even get banana out of that.
You don't get banana? So what like about this,
hold on,
the after.
I'm getting it, I guess, on the end.
On the back end. So one thing, like banana is a very powerful flavor in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So like it to balance it, like it, this, I get orange and vanilla on the front end. Like you said, the vanilla is not as overpowering, but the orange is up there.
I keep fucking forgetting what episode we're on.
153.
Thank you.
But that banana aftertaste is just whew.
Yeah, this is tasty.
Yeah, it's good.
If you guys want to follow us over on Untappd as well, if you just search Anthony Black, our Bang and Beers podcast, Anthony, you could follow us on Untappd. And every single beer that we do on the show, I do tag everyone on the show so you can just follow them through me so we don't have to go through everyone's thing, but we are on Untappd. Like I said, I usually just put, I don't really do write-ups or anything fancy. It's kind of, if I have a beer and it's on an episode, I just say it's from this episode so people can revert back and check it out. But we're always looking for friends on different forms of social media.
This is another fan. This is a dessert IPA.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, like you said, the balance on this, like the, I think the key with a lot of these is the balance of what they do here. Cause like I said, the chipmunks download, like the maple doesn't overpower. The peanut butter doesn't overpower. You still get that. It's a stout. I don't get the boozy. You get the boozy. Billy didn't get the boozy.
No, I didn't really get
but
it.
But it's still
for the stout. Yeah.
But it still has a 10.5er though. It's still fairly easy drinker. Like
I said, I wasn't over boozy,
yeah,
but I definitely knew I was drinking something higher than an 8.
I remember when I think the one I cracked at home and I was like, you know, it's nice. And then I looked at it, I'm like, holy shit. Yeah. Like, oh, because I also had this other one right back to back.
Yeah. Over on the Facebook side, Brian with the heart, Rosa hanging out with us.
Hey, that's Rosa. Rosa
and Bob. Hi, Rosa. And then Kelly with the like on Facebook. Thank you. And YouTube, you guys are killing it right now. There's one person on Twitch, one person on Facebook, and then a bunch of these on over on the YouTube side. So thank you guys so much for hanging out with us today.
I'm kind of bummed you're not here this week, Bob, because we got some, well, there's history going on, and I'm sure you got some things to say about history of Eastern Europe, but
it's very interesting how this is playing out.
Dude, fuck the Russians, dude. dude, the fact that like the mayor of Kiev and shit and the president are sitting beside their troops, no fucking U.S. president would do that
anymore. No, I love it. Dude, yeah,
absolutely. Whether you're like Trump, Biden, anybody, no one fucking other than maybe like Teddy Roosevelt.
Dude, and they're fucking holding it down.
Yeah, dude.
Yep.
Teddy Roosevelt, I think, would have been on the, he would have been fighting.
Yeah.
He would have been like fist fighting people.
Yeah. He'd be like, I don't need a fucking gun. He's just taking
bullets. Dude, he got shot once and still delivered a speech.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a badass. How long does Russia get held off before they're just like, fuck it, we're dropping something big?
I don't know. Hopefully not.
Hopefully the aliens come down by that.
Hopefully it's a save us all. Hopefully it's all just a dick waving contest and it'll not lead to that. But very, very scary, times going on.
All right, I have a question. Maybe this is where I wish Bob was here because he could probably clear it up more. And this is not me getting political. This is just me asking a general question. So during our last administration, there was things that Trump wanted Ukraine to do and they wouldn't do. And then he cut their military funding, if I'm not mistaken. And then he was kind of like not teaming up and buddying with Russia, but he kind of like, hey, Russia, look into it. Like he was essentially asking Russia to hack Hillary's email. Am I wrong?
I think that's some conspiracies there.
Yeah. But didn't he go on like, hey, Russia,
I don't know enough to talk about.
Yeah, I don't either. That's why I'm kind of like,
opinion. I know there's a lot of stupid shit out there. Like, I don't know why we're still talking about Trump to begin with.
Yeah.
Because like, it's over. Fucking.
But I'm just saying, like, the history of where we are till like now, how this kind of escalated.
I don't know enough about it to have an opinion on it.
Yeah.
But other than fucking Putin's a bully and
it would be like, I don't
know. He wants to relive the Soviet Union again and no one wants that. So.
And he's kind of like, he did the whole like, let's fuck around and find out speech. Like one other person gets involved.
Yeah.
We're going to do some shit.
So.
I wonder what that shit is going to be.
I'm glad we're not in close enough proximity to New York and DC. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. I don't know how far nuke travels.
I think we'd be okay.
We hope. We'll be doing this episode with like three extra eyes.
Yeah. At the very least,
we would probably
mutate.
If I get superpowers out of this deal.
What if that happens? A nuke drops and it gives like 80% of the world superpowers. And it's just like.
Like, well, this didn't happen what we thought.
You fucked up now. The Avengers assemble. Schuylkill County Avengers.
Yeah, I don't know. But like I said, I support Ukraine on this shit. Like, this awesome. So hopefully.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he's in Pottsville and we hung out at SmackDown a couple years ago in Wilkes-Barre. Yeah, man. I vaguely remember. But yeah, definitely we got to link up and do some stuff. More beer reviews hanging out with us. Miscellaneous beer reviews.
Oh, yeah, dude. Cheers.
Yo, thank you all so much for hanging out. What are you drinking tonight? You guys have
let us know in the chat. What are you guys drinking?
Right, we'll get away from politics.
And stuff. No, because one of my favorite things that was floating around, there's a brewery in Ukraine that's like, we're hand bottling today. It's like Molotov cocktails in their bottle. And apparently the label says like, fuck Putin.
Yeah.
In like Russian.
The one story that came out of it. There's two stories that came out so far that I was like, caught my attention. I guess they went to this island.
Oh, and they're like, fuck
and,
you.
And they're like, lay down your guns and surrender. And he's like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
And then there's another one where this little old lady walked up to a Russian soldier and she's like, why are you here? And he's like, we're doing our job. And she's like, here. And she gave him a handful of seeds. And she goes, put those in your pocket. And he goes, why? She goes, because when you die and your body's laying on the ground, there's sunflower seeds. I want a nice field to be sprouted over your body. Like, that's the most gangster thing.
That's like a Ukrainian curse, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, I saw it pop up. So like, man, like, Eastern Europe, dude.
Put those in your pocket. So when you die, we get a nice sunflower out of you.
Yep.
That's a gangster as shit.
Yeah, dude. I mean. Yeah, all right, we'll get out of politics.
Yeah, yeah, sorry. The world's on fire.
We're trying to make some light of it. Out of it. Yeah. But no, this is, what do you think about this
one? Good.
I like it. It's good. Yeah. You get all the flavors with the banana on the back. The orange is there. The vanilla is there.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, like that banana could overpower this in a heartbeat. Yep. And it doesn't. And it's another great one. Like I don't think I've ever had anything straight from Bolero snort. I think I've had mostly their collaborations with other people, but yeah, from what I've had, awesome. Another awesome brewery. What have you been up to this week, Billy?
Nothing really. Just been crazy at work.
Chilling out.
That's it. Yeah.
Been busy.
Yeah. Busy.
Nice. So Friday I couldn't make your open night, mic night,
yeah,
which I wanted to,
my open night.
Yeah, your open night.
Don't pants were off. Yep. Just come on.
Balls out. Let's do it. But I went to see Between the Buried and Me and Carbomb at HMAC down in Harrisburg.
All right. On a scale of 1 to 10 heavy wise, where they lie? Are they like screaming pterodactyl or can you understand lyrics?
So it's hard to describe Between the Buried and Me without listening to them. So it's going to be like technical death metal meets jazz fusion meets flamenco.
I don't even know what flamenco is.
Like Spanish inspired.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
With like, jazz. It's just, I'll show you after the show, but holy, like,
where are they from?
They are from North Carolina.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like the Charlotte area, I believe. But the amount of talent in that band is absolutely insane. Like, their singer sings and plays the keyboards, and he not only screams, but he has a fantastic voice and can hit some crazy notes. Their drummer's insane. Their bass player does bass and also plays keys. Their rhythm guitar player is amazing, but also can shred. And then their lead player is just, he makes it look so effortless. It's disgusting. They're like, Fody and I were talking about it at the show. It's like, they're like our Rush.
Okay.
So like my era of like proggy, like, you know, the 80s had like Rush and stuff. And then, and like King, like the late 70s, early 80s had like King Crimson and Rush and stuff like that. 90s have like Tool and like Dream Theater. We got Between the Buried and Me, and they are so absolutely ridiculously talented. Like, you don't realize you just sat through an 8-minute song.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I felt like I sat through an hour and a 45-minute song through a Volbeat concert.
Yeah.
I didn't know where one ended and the other one started.
God damn it. Ugh, Volbeat. And then they played a Ghost song before Ghost.
Yeah.
Which we'll talk about, I guess, continuing until like we don't. But yeah, you're diving into Ghosts.
Yeah, so I obviously the concert was fantastic.
So we convert it, yeah.
I'm a full is there like a special name for Ghost fans?
I don't think so, actually.
I don't think
so. I don't know either. I started I've been listening to a lot of them, but it's just kind of been like shuffle listening to them, like whatever Spotify gives me is what I've been consuming. So I've been going back and listening from like album one then album two, and I'm going through that way to find out like where I like what I liked the most. Album one was fun. There's good stuff. There's one song on there that stood out to me. I just don't remember what it was. Album two so far is a hit.
I think album one, Elizabeth and Year Zero are probably my favorite.
I think that's where I'm at. There's one that sounded like a carnival. Or is that, no, that's album two. Has like a carnival theme.
So Opus Hippopotamus and then Infestesimum, which was produced by Dave Grohl.
I thought that was self-titled. I thought this was called Ghost.
No, they don't have a self-title. So we have Opus Eponymous, Infestesimum. Then we have Meliora. Then there's the Pope Star EP that had like Square Hammer. Then Prequel.
Okay.
And then now.
Well, and then in between is the live album, Ceremony and Devotion.
Yes. So if you get a chance to, Ghost does a cover of Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles.
That's awesome.
Yep.
In a minor key. So it's creepy and fucking weird.
Yeah.
It's so good.
If you're watching, chat along with us. What are some of your favorite bands, stuff that we should check out? Maybe we should make like a Bang and Beers Spotify playlist and like make a collaborative so people can add their music.
Yeah.
I'll start on it today.
Yeah. We'll have like a collaborative Spotify playlist and we can all like share to it.
I like stuff. That. Yeah. No, that'll be a really good idea because we all have such different tastes, but also kind of come together on a lot of things.
Yeah. But yeah, it's been real. I think Ghoulish and Zombie Queen is my favorite.
Yeah, yeah, it fucking starts off like a ballad into a surf rock song. it's so good.
I love that song.
But yeah, I think Opus Eponymous is technically their most metal album, but I think Meliora has some heavier songs. Yeah. Like fucking don't tell. Like I hate the people that are like Ghost not a metal band. It's like Scooby Doo music. It's like, have you actually listened to Ghost?
And what's wrong with Scooby Doo music?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but it's like there's so many. Well, metal's such a gatekeeper bullshit genre that
everything has this pro wrestling music. Everyone has those fans who are just like, I really like it and I'm passionate. But if someone else, if too many people like it, I don't like it no more. Like then go away.
Why doesn't Ghost sound like they look?
Yeah,
it's like, who fucking gives a shit?
What's his?
It's not like Mushroom Head where they look like shit and sound like shit.
He's never listening to this show ever again. But Jason, who used to be here, said I got rid of all my Ghost stuff because they got too popular. So if something gets too popular, you're no longer a fan.
Yeah,
that's so weird to me.
And you get rid of the stuff so that, like, and people will now pay crazy money for those old shirts.
Speaking of Ghost, Zach said, "Tune in while I'm driving."
Drive safe, buddy. Yeah,
as he has a picture next to Papa on his there. Yeah, I'm really into them. I've been listening to so much. I think I'm at the point where Hottie's like, again,
or
did you get some?
Still.
Well, that's what Rich has been on with fucking Do You Really Want to Taste It by Wigwam from fucking Peacemaker. I've just been running around the house listening to that song. Dude, if you go, so James Gunn actually put together a Peacemaker playlist on Spotify. So it has all the songs that are in. There's two Steel Panther songs.
Really?
Yeah. Well, there's one, it's a collaboration. They do a 80s version of Pumped Up Kicks and Michael Starr sings it.
Really?
Yeah. And then they do Do You Really Love Me? I think it's Do You Really Love Me.
Do You Really Really Love Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't make me never ever have to ask twice.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. But yeah, it's such a good like 80s hair glam playlist. But this Wigwam, the theme to the show is just so goddamn good.
Yeah, it was a really fun show. Oh, Bob G. He says Ghost fans are called ghouls.
Are they? Okay.
Yeah. Bob is chiming in via from the other side, or our Telegram app. all right, so we're on Yacht Club.
Yacht Juice.
Oh, Yacht Juice.
So this is triple dry hop yacht. So this is a series. The Yacht Juice is one of their staples in a series. So they have a ton of different variants of this one, and this is the triple dry hopped. Yeah, so this is, I think, is this one? Triple dry, yeah, triple citra. So if you look at DDH Yacht Juice, triple citra is the one that we're doing.
So this is like a series for them.
Yes. So Yacht Juice is one of their flagships, but this is a triple dry hop citra. So heavily oat. So it comes in an 8% Imperial double New England IPA. Heavily oated New England IPA, double IPA, mash hopped with citra. Hopped and then dry hopped with citra, Columbus and Mosaic, then double dry hopped with even more Lupulin citra.
That's wild.
So yeah. This is a citra motherfucker. Bomb.
It's good. I wouldn't say it's my favorite, though.
I love this beer.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm liking it.
I like it, but I would go to the creamsicle.
I have one friend checking at a 4.75. Who's that going to be? Ryan from Untapped at home.
I'm giving it 3.75. I'm going to protect the 4 on this one. Yeah, and then last night...
Oh, you told your score.
I stole my score. Sorry, spoiler alert for Untapped people.
God damn it, no. Tony.
Well, now I guess we all have to...
How do you dry hop? You take the hops and then you take a hair dryer to them. I have no idea. I never made a beer in my life. I'm sorry. Yeah, I went to a wrestling show last night in Hazleton. I guess it's like a promotion that this guy runs once a year when he gets his income tax. Like he just does a show.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty dope. It was fun. And it was just like the show. It was like, there was a fans there and stuff, but it was most of it. Cause like no one really knows the story. So it was kind of just matches thrown together for a one night thing. So the fans and the rest, like some of the boys were there that weren't wrestling that night, but they came out to support. So like the whole one side of the wall where the merch table was all like friends or people in the business.
Yeah.
And we were like heckling the whole time. Nice. And being those fans and like kind of bringing the room together and making everyone laugh. And our two friends were wrestling.
Yeah, I think that's my favorite thing about local shows is the heckling.
Yeah. especially when it's coming from like your peers.
Yeah, because yeah. And a lot, so often we end up going like we're the loudest cheering for the fucking heels.
Yeah, and that's what we did. Yeah. We got the whole crowd to start liking the heel to the point where they're like talking to each other in the ring because once you like know the cues of what they're doing and how they're calling their spots, you could be like, fuck, we have to change something because now I'm the field. So they're like, so we would like take the match and make the babyface the heel, and then try to change it back with the crowd again because the crowds they're feeding off us at this point. So we were kind of having fun with it, but the babyface came out and he had a little chest hair, mm-hmm. and we're like, look at that chest hair, and we're like heckling him, and then we're like, rip it out. So like he looks over at us and he just grabs his chest hair and then puts him in the corner and like a throw. But yeah, it was so fun. But it was a really, really good time. We went to Applebee's before the show. And then
it was up in Hazelden.
Yeah. And then after the show, we all went back again with like 15 or 16 of us and went back to Applebee's. And the guy looked at me and goes, what the fuck?
Dude? I don't know if this is all Applebee's, but the Reading Applebee's has a ridiculous craft beer list.
Really?
Yeah. Like they have like a wall, like you go in and they have like a case.
Definitely not Hazelden.
All the shit they have. I'm like, what?
Hazelden, I think the extent of craft beer was Yingling. Sam Adams, and they had Sam Adams Winter Lager on.
I hate chain restaurants. I try to stay away from them. I like to support local restaurants and stuff. But I remember Rich and I think we had a gift card, I think, for Applebee's.
Yeah.
So we went down to the one in Reading, and I walked in. There's literally like a display case of all the cans and shit they have.
It's probably likely their bar manager just like was like, hey, we have to do this.
Oh, and this venue is like an indoor flea market. It has like a restaurant inside of it. So it's like the flea market in
like hometown.
Kind of. It's like an indoor hometown. And the one lady was serving beer, and she's like, you guys can buy beer and bring it back into the wrestling show. And I was like, you had me. So I went in, I bought a bunch of Presidentes. So nice. I was drinking Dominican beer during the whole show. Who was at the show? Ronnie, it wasn't really like any big names for the most part. It was all like just local people from our area. There was two people that were on the show that were just on AEW. One of them was a security guard. And the other one, they were both security guards during the show. And they were also the two people who carried MJF out.
Oh, nice.
They were like, MJF came out on a throne and they carried MJF out. And then the next week they did a dark match. And then they came out the next week and they did security spots.
Nice.
Yeah. So they were on AEW last. So the whole time they were out there, they were chanting AEW, AEW. But yeah, it was no big names. They didn't like the guy who did it didn't pay for like, which is kind of cool. Cause usually sometimes a show is
sometimes
to bring somebody in. It's like, you have to pay like two, three
and then
grand.
They put on like bullshit.
And then like the $3,000 that you could have paid just more guys locally, you're paying now to one big name to sell more tickets. Yeah.
But yeah, so this triple dry hop, I love this beer. I think this is fantastic. Like it's definitely a Citra hop bomb. And it's just
It's telling me my channel is not. So that's a fun thing. I just got an email now saying the show's live, 44 minutes in. Yeah.
But yeah, no, this is super tasty. The Citra, it's got like a creaminess to it because of the,
with the oats and
Applebee's is known for their craft beer. Not the Hazelden one.
The one in Wyomissing is definitely, unless they've changed things again. Yeah. It's been like 2 years or so.
I guess it just comes down to who your bar manager is.
Yeah if they want to lean heavy into that kind of stuff, because if they know it sells and they'll know it'll bring people in.
They usually just sell watered down
margaritas. Yeah, because it was funny because we go and I'm like, fuck, I really don't want to go to Applebee's, but we had a gift card. So I'm like, because we're in Reading, I'm like, let's go to Trotty Monk's or Beer Wall or something. But we had the gift card and I walked in, I'm like, all right, this might be okay.
We'll be all right here. I just drink Yingling. That's what I have.
That's probably why they have it too, because of Trotty Monk's and Beer Wall.
Yeah,
they're like, if we want to bring people in to come here, we got to give them
craft.
I honestly don't remember, but they had a large selection. It was at least 2 years ago or so.
Oh, wow.
They had a very large, like literally, like I said, you walked in and they had like a 30 beer display case of 16 ounces that to show you what they had at the time.
Oh, wow.
So I'm like, okay. So and they had another great tap list too.
So you watched, obviously you finished Peacemaker.
Yes.
Yes.
Did any of you, I only watched one episode so far, but did you guys not Peacemaker, watch one episode of the Bel Air show?
Did you watch it yet? I didn't watch it yet.
Fucking episode one's really fucking good.
Is it?
It's so good.
I'm on the fence. Cause I don't like gritty reboots.
It's good. It's probably what they would want the show to be if they were to redo. Well, I mean, obviously it is, because this guy made like a trailer, and then Will Smith seen it online and immediately within 48 hours contacted the guy and says, mm-hmm. let's figure this out. So it's not just like oh, I got in a fight. Well, yeah. And, you know, like, they, like, there's,
I watched the trailer to it.
Like, there's more to the whole, I got in one little fight. Yeah. My mom got scared.
Pulls a gun and shit.
Yeah.
Well, that's, speaking of music, did you see Upon a Burning Body did a cover of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme song? They did that. They did the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles theme and the Saved by the Bell theme.
Upon a Burning Body. Yeah. Ugh. Not a fan. They're like crunk metal.
Yeah. Well, they're from Texas.
Is that the one I'm thinking of? Upon a Burning Body do like videos in strip clubs and shit? Or is that?
I don't think.
Is that somebody else? I mean, that's Attila.
We're gonna get big enough, and we're doing a strip club promo in Beavers.
Leave it to Beavers.
We're gonna do an episode inside Leave It to Beavers. It's BYOB. We can bring our own stuff.
There we go. But yeah, we got.
What do you think of this beer, Diamond?
Who, me?
Billy, get your glitter out.
Yeah. I once saw Val Venus at a local show in Long Island. Fun fact, my wife, so we just did on Tornado Tag Podcast, we reviewed St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Mm. That's where the big show debuted. And there's a match in that show where it was Val Venus versus Ken Shamrock. And the reason the match was happening, because Val Venus was trying to fuck Ken Shamrock's sister.
Oh, yeah.
And Ken Shamrock's sister, behind the scenes, was Ken Shamrock's, I believe, girlfriend. And he met her in a strip club. Like she was like a stripper they brought in, and they just let her work every week. And she would just come out in like really revealing clothes and like do her thing. But that was a storyline. And my wife and Heidi was like, this was allowed to be on TV. I go, this is not even a bad storyline by Val Venus.
What's her name when she gave birth to the hand?
Yeah.
Oh, it was
May Young.
May Young. Yeah. Oh, with Mark Henry in the hand. Oh, I was like, fucking weird.
And
dude.
I told her about the story where Val Venus was having sex with Takuma Shinoku's sister. Val Venus, who you don't know if you're not wrestling fans, he was a porn star wrestler.
That was his gimmick.
And it was his gimmick. He was a porn star.
Hello, lady. Get a real raspy. Hello.
Yeah, but and his move was a big splash,
money shot.
A big splash off the top rope called the money shot. So he was banging one of the Japanese wrestler's sisters, and it was frowned upon and not liked. So they kidnapped him, and they did a whole scene where they were going to cut off his weenie, yeah. And the lights turn off, and that's how the episode of Raw ended. Cut to next week, and Val Venus comes out. Full intact still, and it's you come to find out that when the lights cut off, John Bobbitt saved Val Venus from getting his dick cut off. If you don't know who John Bobbitt is, he's a guy who legit had his dick cut off by his wife, yeah. And then got a fake dick and then became a porn star. That was a whole story where John Bobbitt saved Val Venus from getting his penis chopped off. Pro wrestling in the 90s.
God, the 90s were
good times.
They were interesting.
Here you go. St. Valentine's Day was my of all time favorite shows. Ryan Shamrock was so hot, so he knows all about it. Yep. Awesome.
Oh Jesus.
All right, that's out of the way. We're flying through this, boys. All right, the next one's gonna be Decimate.
All right, so
speaking of Japanese choppy choppy,
So Billy, you had a little challenge you wanted to talk.
Question. So, being we lost Ivan Reitman recently, what's everyone's favorite Ivan Reitman movie that is not Ghostbusters?
All right,
Ghostbusters 2.
I had
technically still Ghostbusters.
I had to cheat on this because I didn't know what all Ivan Reitman made.
I'm gonna have to go with Kindergarten Cop. I think that's where I'm at. Twins is hilarious though too. They're supposedly making a third one
where Eddie Murphy is the third twin.
Which was supposed to, I guess, happen when Eddie Murphy was still like good.
Yeah.
Wait, he made that too.
What's that?
Yeah, elaborate, Tony.
I don't. If this is his list of movies, I'm gonna go to IMDb. I just typed in Ivan Reitman, a bunch of movies came up, and if he made at least two of these movies, it would dethrone for me, Kindergarten Cop. Hold on, let me Google this. So you guys keep talking. I have to figure this out.
I don't pay attention to who produces shit half the time, but
I'm a big movie guy, but that's where I can quote movies all day long, but I have a hard time like who directed and produced and stuff.
I guess
like
some
that.
Like obviously you know like the Quentin Tarantino's and shit, but like Ivan Reitman.
Did he do the new Ghostbusters?
Yeah,
his son did.
His son did. I mean, he had a hand in it though too.
Yeah, he like a executive producer.
Yeah.
So are we saying movies he directed or movies he produced?
I think produce is more where we're at, right?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't really matter. I guess it kind of like as long as his hands are
in it. Yes. Yeah. But Kindergarten Cop and Twins is fucking hilarious. Oh shit, Stripes. Fuck, yep. That's it. There it is. I forgot about that because I watched the movies that made us.
Yeah.
On Ghostbusters. Yeah. No, Stripes is it.
Dude, 100%. He did produce, not directed, produced. I'll give him a pass. He did Space Jam New Legacy. So we'll pretend that didn't happen. What do we got here? He did Trailer Park Boys. How? I don't know how that happened. Trailer Park Boys Countdown to Liquor Day. Ivan Reichman. What do we got here? Disturbia. Disturbia is actually a pretty good movie.
The
Old School.
Rear Window remake.
Yeah. He did Road Trip. He did Private Parts, Howard Stern. He produced that.
Old School.
Yeah, exactly. Private Parts is a good movie. He did the original Space Jam. He produced that. Beethoven. Can't go wrong with Beethoven. Nope. Come on. Come down here. And if it's still on the list of produced, this is going to be my favorite movie. It's not.
Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
No. See, when I Googled Ivan Reitman and it is here. National Lampoon's Animal House.
Oh, yeah. That was his first.
Yeah, that was
That's my pick. Animal House.
Animal House is up there, but I think Stripes is more. I love Animal House, but Stripes is my jam. I love Stripes.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's when Harold Ramis and Bill Murray first, teamed up acting together.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Harold Ramis wrote on Animal House and all that stuff, too. But, and Caddyshack. But, Caddyshack's so good. Did he not produce Caddyshack, too?
I don't know.
I didn't see Caddyshack.
I don't think,
No.
No, yeah, no hand to Caddyshack.
Because that was
That awkward silence.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But you know what? So that's funny though, because I was actually listening to a Dead and Lovely podcast this week, and they were talking about they did an FAQ, and they asked "Hey, what was your?" It was something about how did you get to here or something like that, mm-hmm. and we're like, "How do you with recording and everything?" And he's like, "You know what? I used to really focus on I'd edit the smallest blip out. I'd go in, I'd edit the smallest." Weird silence out, and he's like, but then I realized this is just people talking, so there's sometimes going to be those silences when we're either refreshing something or so it's just natural human conversation, and that's our goal, which is what ours is.
Yeah
you're gonna have them sometimes,
mm-hmm.
So sorry if you don't like them, I guess don't talk to us in real life either, because it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
And that's the whole gimmick of our show is that it's just some pals drinking beers, like we said, we're not Cicerones.
So we were talking about possibly spinoff shows for other shows on the network where it might not be the same format. So for this show, we do sometimes we throw pop culture in there, and sometimes we drink beers and review the beers and stuff like that. It's not just dedicated to beer only. We kind of talk about what we're into. It's kind of we're kind of selling ourselves a little bit here too, as well as the beer. But if would you guys be into if we did spinoffs? I know Not Cool in High School is talking about doing some spinoffs, and maybe banging beers. We don't have to all be at the table. We can just be at home and just do video calls and stuff. And it will still be a numbered episode, but it'll be banging beers slash
153.5
banging beers movie review. Yeah. We just drink beers and talk movies or something like that. If that's something you guys would be into, let us know so we can keep trying to make.
Because it's kind of content. We have a general format, but we'll just kind of what's going on in our lives the week between the show is kind of what we go through, and what have we been watching? Who do we go? What bands do we go see? What open mics do we host? What wrestling shows did you go to?
Yeah, because. Yep. Fun fact, man, we do a lot of, everyone on this network does a lot of really cool things outside the network. Like I said, I do the wrestling stuff, open mics, you're in a band, you're doing a lot of stuff with the beer. You know what I mean? There's a lot of fun things we're trying. So we'd like to bring you guys in on that. Brian the Beer Stump says, enjoy the show, guys. Have to go get some things done now. Looking forward to the next one. Cheers.
Cheers, my friend. We'll have to set some logistics up, buddy, and we'll have a guest on here. We'll do some virtual business.
Some virtual beer drinks. Yeah.
Maybe we can coordinate beers you can find down in Georgia.
We're supposed to send him a care package. And
we're bad friends.
So yeah, bad. We suck. We still want you to experience a Chetty. So we will.
I think he got a Chetty.
Yeah, he did.
He got a Chetty.
Yeah. He couldn't get a Hershey Porter.
I think that Hershey Porter.
But I forget.
He had, because he posted the Chetty up on
someone
the
got him a Chetty. I'm sorry, it wasn't us.
What did you think of Chetty? He's already leaving.
We'll talk to you later.
If I remember correctly, he enjoyed it and he wants more.
good. That's our guy.
But all right. So this next one we got here, I'm just Where the fuck the can go? There it is.
Decimator.
So this is Decimate. It is a Japanese style rice lager brewed with lemongrass. Oh, this is the only can that doesn't have the description on the can. But it's a light rice lager. There is lemongrass on it. I don't know where they put it in the brewing process, but let's go find that out. You got any concerts you're going to, Billy, soon? You got anything lined up?
Nah, I don't have anything really lined up. I did say about the Spirit Box one, but we'll be at the
Schnitz Creek. Yeah,
Schnitz Creek.
I want to see Spirit Box so bad, but since Every Time I Die broke up, and that I don't want to see any other band on that show. Yeah. Plus, it's my birthday weekend. Yeah. So.
And as you said, I'm sure they'll be touring a lot more.
There's no description because literally the description just says Japanese rice lager brew with fresh lemongrass.
But so they are calling this. Is going to be the year of the lagers.
Yes. So yeah, Brewers and BA
and the Pilsner, and they
year of the lager.
They also said they're going to include Kolsch's in that.
Well, I mean, there are types of lagers. Yeah. Like Kolsch's boxer types of lagers. Yeah. Because I remember I think Trogue reshared it, and there was like on Twitter or something. They're like, you're the lager, you say. Nothing better to start it off with than Troganator.
Than Troganator.
Because it's still a variant of a lager. Yeah. So. But yeah, I'm so happy that lagers are getting sexy again.
Yeah.
So, well, I think we were calling the make lagers sexy again like 2 years ago.
We were.
Because like everyone wants, give me the haze.
Bro. That's when, at that point, it was just like, if it was haze or it was fucking sours. Haze and sours were like for every, and I was just like, can we fucking lagers and pilsners get popular so more breweries keep doing it? Like, I want more lager. And then like one or two came out. Every time we find a lager or pilsner, we would put on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is going to be a show topic coming soon.
I wish we can say we had claim to making them popular again, but it definitely wasn't us. But
it was not us.
But we were calling that shot.
Before. We did it first, though.
Yeah. Simpsons did it first. Yeah.
Oh, there probably is a Simpsons episode where, like, you know what? I really like lagers over knowing that IPA is from like 1996.
Yeah.
It's like that doesn't even exist yet, but the Simpsons did it anyway.
Oh, I got some more pop culture stuff.
Okay.
Did you see what got dropped today?
No.
The Next Generation of Pokemon game.
Oh yeah,
this year. So it's gonna sorry if this is gonna ruin your beer talk, but I'm a huge Pokemon fan, but they're making a new generation of Pokemon.
I had just missed Pokemon,
really,
like when Pokemon came out was when I was not gravitating toward that type of stuff anymore.
So they
I was more into the Resident Evils and shit like that.
When you were already PlayStation, you're like, give me a disc or
but nothing. Pokemon Go was fun for like a few weeks.
Yeah
That was my Pokemon because I'm like, you know what? This is kind of cool.
Go to a bar, drink, and then walk around town.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh shit, a Pokemon. You could catch it.
Yeah. But yeah, so they just came out with one where it's like, instead of like, they're still battling and stuff, but it's more or less trying to like finish your decks.
Yeah.
And they're like, this is kind of like a little break from the normal style game. So they're going to kind of take like all the elements of what they've been doing with Pokemon and put in this new one. And it's going to be the first one on the Switch now that's going to have like all new Pokemon, new generation, ones we've never seen before, three brand new starters. Because every Pokemon game is like, here's three new starters. And then every now and then they'll be like, well, here's the same region, the same time frame. So your starters are still the same. You really don't get to see, experience anything new. This is like the first one where it's going to be like they're adding more to the 8,000 Pokemon that exist now. Yeah.
Well, I remember
that just dropped today.
When Pokemon Go came out, and I'm like, I found a Meowth in my house. I'm like, well, fucking course I did.
Yeah. Shocking. There's 15 Meowths in here. And 35 Growlithe. That's a dog Pokemon.
But I got a bunch of Eevees in the house. I guess they're more like a fox Pokemon, but...
I think so. And what is Eevee? Is that a cat or a fox?
No, I think it's more of a fox.
It's like a fox-type animal. It's definitely a canine-did business, I think. But this it's super refreshing. It's nice and crisp. It has that the lemongrass isn't too much.
Yeah, it's not overpowering.
Eevee shares traits with a Fennis fox, but it's also based on a dog, a cat, and a rabbit.
Okay.
So that's your house.
Yeah. I mean, well, it was.
Oh yeah, the rabbit.
Bunny passed away.
Passed away.
But this is super easy drinker too.
I'm normally not a rice lager fan, but that's tasty.
Yeah, it's like, and like I said, the lemongrass does not overpower anything. It's got the crispness of the rice lager and that like slight sweetness of a rice lager.
That lemon for me, it's like I'm drinking Pine Sol. Every time I taste lemon, I just think of cleaner, but no, this is tasty. Is that our last? No, we have one more.
One more.
No, we got one more. Oh, that
this last one's gonna kill me.
The build, the building, the group may or may not hate, but for what it is, I think it is fucking spot on.
See, that's, that terrifies me because I don't like what it's based off of.
So we'll get to that in a second here. But just a reminder, guys, this is the final 2 days.
Yeah, if you go on our Patreon, if you go to our links below and go to our Patreon, there's 2 days. If you just donate $1 to Patreon, you're in the running for this coast.
And this thing was not fucking cheap. So
yeah.
But yeah, it's one of a kind laser etched Bangin' Beers Yeti Colster for a 16-ounce can.
I'm just trying to look what stickers I put in here.
We got a bunch of stickers in the weed hider.
Yes.
Because you got to hide your weed in there.
Oh, we got a lot in here. Let's throw some of these in here. North Country.
Here's some... What was Billy? You never said your favorite Ivan Reitman movie that wasn't Ghostbusters.
Oh, probably either Stripes or Dave.
Dave?
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't seen Dave in a long
time. Yeah, that was a good... I remember it being...
That's what... One. That's like Kevin Kline and Sigourney Weaver, and he's president or something? Yeah.
And, well, and also Kindergarten Cop, because, like, the way he used Arnold in that movie, like, and the kids. Like, the kids... Like, kids usually in movies are annoying.
Boys have a penis. Yeah, girls have a vagina.
My mommy says my daddy's a real sex machine.
But it's the way he used the kids in the movie wasn't the same. Like, they weren't annoying. Yeah. They were like a good set piece.
Yeah, they did it well.
And it helped move the movie along.
Yeah, Kindergarten Cop is fucking hilarious. Like, Stripes is definitely that's my go-to.
I've probably seen Kindergarten Cops, Ghostbusters, and Animal House more than any other movie. You probably throw in Ferris Bueller and Breakfast Club in there too, but they were like, just now knowing that like three of my movies that I've watched more than anything are all made by the same guy is pretty crazy.
Yeah. Like you don't realize like how many movies he had his hands in like throughout the years. Like,
but the Breakfast Club and those all John Hughes and shit.
John Hughes. Yeah. John Hughes has his hands in everything too.
Chris Home Columbus. Alone.
Yeah.
Well, Christopher Columbus too. He did Christmas Vacation and then Home Alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wasn't tied in that too. Mm-hmm. So two of the best Christmas movies ever.
Yeah.
But
like, imagine his fucking royalty check every year.
It kind of like, one thing that kind of sucks. Like when during the 80s, like there was those types of movies. Like, I don't feel like we have anymore.
Like
movies don't even have theme songs anymore.
That's very true. I'm trying to think what's a movie that came? Like, I mean, a horror movie is probably the closest we get, or like it's like themed, but like,
well, like horror movies tend to have a score,
yeah.
But like a theme song that like a popular band writes specifically for that movie,
like Dream Warriors.
I wasn't a huge fan of the movie, but the new Halloween, Ghost,
Hunter's Moon,
But no one else cares about it as more as we do, you know.
We were going to watch the new Texas Chainsaw last night. But
Don't.
I think I'm still going to.
Yeah. I think the funniest meme I've seen was when people say the new Texas Chainsaw Massacre is the worst one ever, and they just cut to the scene of the girl go, "You sit down and shut the fuck up." And then they and he sits down. That's the worst Texas Chainsaw Massacre. The one with Matthew McConaughey. That was awful.
But Matthew McConaughey's really good in it.
He's shockingly
good. Like, the movie's really bad, but so apparently with Texas Chainsaw Next Generation, him and what the hell's it? Renee Zellweger, they did that right as they were doing Dazed and Confused,
because
she's like a very bit part in Dazed and Confused, but obviously Matthew McConaughey is much more bigger part. But then like within a year or two is when she was in Jerry Maguire. So their agents actually suppressed the movie.
Really?
For a long time. Like, they buried it so you couldn't find it.
Oh,
like
shit.
I don't think it actually got a real release. But then they were like, both went back to like thinking of like, it was a fun time.
Yeah.
So, but it was all their agents that like buried it, 'cause they thought this is going to hurt their.
How many people, like, that's a fun topic, is how many people, like big name actors, all got their start in horror movies?
Jennifer Aniston. Jennifer Aniston, Leprechaun.
Yeah.
Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, Bacon, Friday the 13th. Yeah,
John Travolta.
He was in Animal House before Friday the 13th, though.
No. We'll still say.
But he wasn't a big name yet.
Yeah. Johnny Depp.
Yeah, Nightmare on Elm Street.
John Travolta.
Yeah, Carrie.
A lot of big name actors. All right, so this is give us a description, because we're tiptoeing around why I'm gonna hate this.
This last beer that we have from Icarus is called Coconut and Deceased. Desist, sorry,
coconut. The key word there for me.
So apparently, what I was told about this, I'm gonna pull it up and see if it's in the actual description or not. But so this is an Almond Joy stout.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That apparently, from what I heard, is that there's no ad. There's actually no even description of it that Icarus has on here.
Now, do they have a different name and can art, and that's why they got the cease and desist?
I'm gonna say they ripped off the Almond Joy logo and everything for the can, because the current can, it says Coconut and Desist. It has what looks like a cutout candy bar, and then it just has chocolate plus coconut plus almonds equals Coconut and Desist, and a little frowny face drawn on it. So from what I've heard is that they got, and then it has hashtag bad boys on the side. So from what I've gathered from it is that they got a cease and desist from Hershey for Almond Joy because of copyright.
Lighten up, Hershey.
Yeah, go you guys.
Oh, so this one says, yeah, you know me on the bottom.
Oh, nice.
I always gotta look for those Easter eggs. This says something.
I can't tell what that one. Did I give this to you yet, Billy?
Nope.
Sorry. I didn't even give the beer to Billy.
Yeah, this says something, but it's so tight you can't read it.
Yeah, that's what that one is too. Yeah, we always like the, actually it looks like it, is it Japanese?
This one says, see a space cowboy.
See a space cowboy. That's also a really good hardcore band. But yeah, so this is an Almond Joy stout that comes in at 9.5%.
Oh, that's just a date.
Comes in at 9.
This one actually is trying to say something, but you can't read
comes
it.
Comes in at 9.5%.
Oh, Last Beer says he loves Almond Joys. This would have been right up your alley then.
This beer
tastes like an Almond Joy.
Tastes exactly like a fucking Almond Joy.
Oh, you gave yourself a big boy point too.
Yeah, I'm not sure why.
So the weird thing, I don't love coconut, but I actually do like Almond Joys. This tastes exactly like the candy.
It does.
Yeah.
At 9.5% alcohol. So,
like it's not bothering me.
No.
I've noticed a lot of the beers that say coconut don't
so
necessarily bother me.
All right. I'm getting no roastiness, which is crazy. I have a hard time picking chocolate out of darker beers. I think my taste buds might be recalibrating. Because I taste chocolate, which is never get chocolate in beers. Never.
I get the chocolate, the almond, and the coconut.
So the coconut is there, but I think what grosses me out with coconut is the texture.
Yes.
So it having tasted an Almond Joy before, and you have that stringy coconut, which is like, nope, don't like that. You can taste it in this, and it tastes exactly like an Almond Joy. Yeah. Like they fucking nailed it. I'm in the same boat.
Yeah,
like the chocolate's strong enough that it's not overpowered with a coconut. Where when you eat an Almond Joy, it's 90% coconut.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
But this, they fucking like 100% on the nose nailed it.
Yeah, this
like,
is not this bad at all.
Literally tastes like a liquid Almond Joy.
Yeah, this is really good. Well, I mean, it's good if you're into this. Yeah.
But yeah, dude, like it's crazy.
Yeah.
Like the sweetness is just the right amount. The coconut and almond balance. Like, cause like you have what? There's like one or two almonds in an Almond Joy.
Yeah, I think it depends on the size of the.
Yeah, I think the single's got one. The bigger's got a two. Yep.
Is almonds the one that Andy hates? I'm trying to remember on the podcast. He said he hates a certain nut. I think it might be almonds.
Almonds are wonderful.
He hates everything. You don't like cream cheese. You don't like mayonnaise. You don't like ranch.
No, because he thinks it's mayonnaise based.
Yes. Yeah, he thinks ranch is mayonnaise based.
Love you. And any white condiment is mayonnaise based. Love you, Heather.
I love Andy Heather so much. I'm doing it. I everyone's like, always ask
these
me.
Are things I'd say to his face.
Yeah, same here too. Everyone always asks me, how do you deal? Like, he's like negative. I think I've been doing like a 4-year case study on Andy Heather. Like, I'm just trying to like slowly, each episode, I learn something new about the guy. It's like, because like we weren't friends going into the podcast. Like he came, sat down, and just like we started podcasting together.
Yeah.
Which has happened a lot of times at this table, like where we know each other, like we know of each other. Then we sit down and we're recording, and like 3 years later, it's like, holy fuck, I don't realize how much, like a lot of people don't realize how much I've learned about other people on this show in front of your own eyes.
Yeah,
like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, wait, you're into that? Like, what? Like, yeah, it's pretty fun. All right, let me find this beer. What's it called now?
This is called
Coconut and Desist.
Coconut and Desist. But yeah, this is a scary 9.8% because this,
yeah, it is.
This is a very good dessert beer. Like, we're always jokes, like, or we'll be out and like, I don't ever get dessert, but I'll get like a dessert drink. And whether that's like some scotch or something else, but because like I don't like sweets. Like,
yeah, I'm not really big on
like cakes and stuff like that, just aren't my thing, but I'll rather like a dessert drink. This is literally like the perfect dessert drink. And I don't even love coconut, and this is good. Even you, like you're saying, you're, because like I said, a lot, like you hit that too. Like a lot of coconut people like don't like it is because of the stringy.
Yeah, with the texture. Yeah. I mean, I don't necessarily like either the taste or the texture, but
I like a little bit of coconut. Like I don't like too much coconut.
We had a West Coast IPA from the West Coast that was coconut, and it tasted like I was drinking suntan lotion.
That's when there's too much, or when the coconut tastes too fake.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of what it was. It tasted like it smelled and tasted like I was drinking straight from a suntan lotion bottle, and it was not for me. Someone type. Oh, do you guys like coconut IPAs such as beers brewed with Sabro hops?
As long as they're not overpowering. Like, I think the new Hop Horizon has Sabro in it, doesn't
it?
Yeah. Yeah. I really like that.
It was good. Yeah. But like when we had it, when we went before the Ghost Show, I got coconut on it. But
see, I got a six pack of it and I didn't get coconut.
Like, I didn't get a lot. Like, it was there, but not enough to be bothersome to me.
And I thought like
I'm not gonna drink this whole thing.
I thought Hop Horizon tasted like a single version of Hop Cyclone.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I do remember buying it and being like, he's like, I think I got it before you. Mine had a lot of head on it. Yeah. So I had to like sift off the head. But I was just like, oh, this is definitely coconut, but it's not, I don't hate it.
I definitely like it more than Joyous.
That's, I did not like Joyous.
Yeah.
Like, so I love Trogs to death, but that beer was a miss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably likely why it's gone.
It tastes like a shitty Cadbury egg or something.
And was now replaced by Hop Horizon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still wish they did.
But I mean, you can't hit all bangers.
No. I still wish they didn't have First Cut as a brewery now.
That's where, because First Cut's always such a great beer.
Too. Yeah. It was one of my favorites, but I know that's only like an hour away, but I don't want to drive an hour to buy a case of First Cut
and I'm pissed
to have at the house.
Fucking Trogs posted an HR manager job.
Yep.
Did you apply?
No, because my current company is paying for me to get my HR certification.
Oh,
I applied for not for HR, but they were hiring for in the gift shop, like a manager or whatever. So
really,
I was like, God damn it, why would you post it now when I'm like committed to something? Like, they're paying for like several thousand dollars for my HR certification. I can't do them dirty.
Yeah, I don't blame you there. All right, beer of the night.
I have to go with the fucking Coconut Desist. It's just too,
I like how he puts it to the when he picks it, it's like winner.
It's just too I'm not used to sitting on the side of the table. I don't know what to do with my hands, man. It's too perfect for what it is. I mean, like, it's not my favorite. Like I could not drink a lot of these.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, one's good
for what it is, and the fact that they got a cease and desist for it, it puts it to the front for me.
Okay.
Because it's exactly what it is. Like, it tastes like a liquid Almond Joy.
No.
Little sunshine.
Yeah.
Call me little sun. I'm actually bummed they didn't play that.
I'm a little bit too.
It's like, why would they not play the new single? Why?
But they played one.
They played a new song.
A new song.
We're going to be seeing that pretty soon, right? Because the new album's coming out soon.
Yeah, they'll have a new tour coming out, I'm sure.
So we'll be going again and we'll take Heidi and then she'll be
painting her face.
Yeah, painting her face. So
we should all paint our face when we go.
Converted then. I'll go the same because it honestly, it surprised me.
Yeah.
Like
I was going to honestly agree, which is crazy because I voted for a stout for beer of the night, but I will say these are all good beers, but for what it was going for, it hit a home run.
Yep.
it's exactly what they were trying to do. So yeah, beer of the night is going to be coconut and desist.
Yeah, like literally like the first sip I had of this with the other can I had, that I'm like, holy shit, that tastes exactly like an Almond Joy.
I wanted you to go first because that's exactly what I was going to pick. And I was like, I don't want to be
that guy. Yeah, all right. So coconut desist number one. Number two.
I'll go number two. I will say, I was torn. I was really, really into the NOBP. But I will say this, like, it was a good collaboration. But if the NOBP was sitting next to the orange cream or Dreamsicle, whatever they did, but they all start, I would still go with the Vanilla Stout version of their Creamsicle. But I would go, I'll go with the Rice Lager.
Yeah, same.
Well, there it is.
Just be what my justification is. I did like the triple dry hopped one a lot, but the Rice Lager, I think, is one I could drink like all day.
Yeah.
Dude, this actually, we went for the new Mexican place, the new Tex-Mex place down in Schuylkill Haven, the Cantina. It's BYOB currently because they don't have their liquor license yet. So this is what I took, and actually it worked really nice with the Mexican food.
Nice. All right, Bill. You pick
what's number three.
You on the double dry hop, aren't you?
Yeah, we're the triple dry hop.
I agree with Billy. The triple dry hop, yacht juice.
I would have went with the NOBP over it, but I'm not mad at it.
All fantastic beers, though. Yeah. Like, not a bad beer in the batch. Everything I've had from Icarus is amazing. They have a Russian Imperial stout like called Kalashnikov that it's like 13% too. It's like motor oil, but holy shit, is it
spooky. I would love to figure out or learn how they came up with their logo, like the rising sun with the feather in it, and like just the term Icarus. Like, I don't
Icarus, do you know the tale of Icarus?
No,
he flew too close to the sun on wings made of wax and they melted.
Good call, did not know that. Now you're saying it, now I know.
Greek
mythology,
Greek, yeah. But yeah, so Icarus, yeah, that's, so it's got like the rising sun with the...
So just scratch everything I said, pretend I didn't say that.
But yeah, so yeah, that's where that's from. But like, I wonder why it's significant to them, though. That's pretty cool.
I love the logo. I think like when you see an Icarus logo, it stands out.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, that's it's a simple, dope logo.
Yep. It's very nice. Like, it just, it stands out. Like the one I put on the thumbnail for today, just, it's a beautiful logo.
Yeah.
It's simple, but it stands out.
Same like Trogs. Trogs has a very simple, clean logo.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like anyone, like too. Sometimes they're fun if they're too noisy or something, but for like for the most part, or if they're too plain, it's kind of eh.
Yeah.
So all right. So we got our beers of the night today. Fucking great lineup for Icarus. Thanks, AMAC, again for bringing these to me. Icarus Brewing. If you happen to watch this, hopefully we'll get down to your actual brewery at some point. And try some of your beers on site, because they got like Cane Brewing in that area too, is also awesome.
You throw the invite, we're on our way, buddy. We'll come record, we'll do whatever you want.
But or just visit, but we don't give a shit. But yeah, no, everything I've had from Icarus has been fantastic. Like, I thank AMAC a lot. Like I said, he gave me a bunch of beers from them. Glad to share it with you guys. Tony, what you got to plug going up?
I really got nothing at the moment. Just to check out the IWEP network. We have a Tornado Tag podcast coming up. We're interviewing a dude about a book. He wrote a book with Yvonne Erics, so we're going to talk to him.
Cool.
Then we have interviews with everyday people. Dude, I know people.
Imagine Texas Tornado like hiding. He got his foot cut off, like amputated.
Yeah.
I know it led to something even darker, but
yeah, I'm probably going to be wearing my Texas Tornado shirt for that
episode. But I had no idea.
Yeah.
Remember watching him like as a kid and no clue.
I just thought he had a great look. I was like, he's like my favorite.
Yeah, he looked like Ultimate Warrior.
He did. Yeah, he did. A lot of people thought he was the Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
Yeah. When the Ultimate Warrior went away for a while. Spoiler alert, he wasn't. he was unfortunately.
And there's only one Ultimate Warrior.
He unfortunately was not alive when the other Ultimate Warrior was around.
Yep.
But yeah, so also too, if you want to check out the Von Erichs Dark Side of the Ring, very, very crazy story. Yep. But
all the Dark Side of the Rings are, I got to catch up on it.
They're crazy.
They're so good.
Yeah, but we don't always do the dark side of stuff, but we do talk about like the history of wrestling. So if you're into those stories, you don't even have to be really a wrestling fan to, I think, to listen to some of our content, like, because it's just like, oh, they're like story based things.
Yeah.
But yeah, interviews everyday people. I know I haven't done anything in a week or two. There is stuff coming. I just started a new job and it's hard for me to contact people and then find times to record, because now my work schedule throughout the week, I used to come home at like 4. Now I'm not coming home till 6:30. And this is like, fuck, I have to. Yeah, it's hard. It's tough. So I got to figure it out. And the weekends are getting real busy because the rest of the shows were getting booked on weekends and doing things because it's getting nicer out. So I will have interviews with other people coming back very, very soon. Not Cool in High School this Tuesday. We're going to be talking about celebrity crushes. That's what we landed on, celebrity crushes. Ooh. So come join us on Tuesday at 8 o'clock.
Who's your celebrity crush? Are you going to save it for the show?
My favorite, I would say like my first celebrity crush growing up was either Kelly Bundy or Kelly Kapowski.
I agree.
Yeah.
Summer Quinn Baywatch probably too.
Yeah.
But current Sofia Vergara forever.
Yeah, she's not human.
No.
There's something about her.
That's what you got, Billy? Who's your? This is the prelude.
For the last while, it's been Rachel McAdams.
Okay.
Oh, that's not a bad pick.
Yeah.
And also my plug t-shirt today.
We're not on that show, so we can talk about it.
I am wearing the brand new Fright Rags Twilight Zone.
Nice.
Long sleeve. And it actually glows in the dark.
Oh, sick.
There's a lot going on. And then if we reach right to your right here. I bought two. I usually don't buy two of the same series, but I got the long sleeve and the short sleeve. So I got this one too. I love me some Twilight Zone. Honestly, that was going to be a side show I was going to do where I was going to like go back and rewatch all the Twilight Zones.
Talk about the movie with the helicopter incident.
Yep. Yeah. And then just kind of like do a whole.
Did you guys do that in the cursed movie? Didn't you do a cursed movie set?
We did. I don't know if that came up though.
I don't think it did.
I don't prep those shows anymore. So whatever they come up with.
Shame on you, not cool in high school for not talking
TBI.
About
TBI.
Oh, was it TBI? Yeah, oh, it was TBI. Yeah. I have said shame on you, TBI, for not talking about the helicopter incident, the Twilight Zone movie.
Yeah. Isn't there supposed to be a ghost in that too?
That I don't know, but children got their head cut off by a helicopter.
Yeah. So. Because they absolutely had to have the shot.
Yes. And it was a horrible.
They tried to talk him out of it.
Horrible situation.
And he was very adamant that they needed to do it.
Yeah.
And they were also. The kids shouldn't have even been there because they were on set for too long that week in the first place.
And then the like main guy dude also died.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Yep. Helicopter crashed.
How much of it made the movie?
That I'm honestly not sure.
I'm not sure either.
At what point? All right. Like, all right. You or your kid are involved in the movie, right? And you're like, fuck, man. Like, I just want to go home. And I'll get the shot. And that shot is what kills you. Yeah. You're like, you better fucking use it.
Like I will haunt the motherfucker.
Yeah. Like, I was there. I was stuck there. Fucking use it. I hope it was a good shot.
Yeah, it would make the movie like to ring and the headless kids decide
yeah,
climb out of your TV and attack you.
You didn't see the middle shot.
What do you got to plug, Bill?
Just keep an eye out. Don't forget to order your tickets for Schuylkill County Brew Fest. We'll post up when the sale's live. We're all going to be there. And also, I'm going to be coming on the next TBI.
Yeah, nice. You were talking Irish folklore with us.
Hell yeah, dude. We got to figure out our St. Patty's Day show out.
We already have a guest.
Do we?
Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. All right, cool.
He was in the chat earlier.
All right, awesome.
And he was driving.
He messaged me. He's like,
oh, yeah. He told me.
And I was like, I'm down, but I said, just get with you guys because you guys are the ones kind of.
Yeah, I forgot. He did tell me that. Yeah,
prepping awesome. The show.
So we'll start gathering the beers.
And then there may be a bar that may invite us to come down and do like an on location because they try to get every Guinness beer lineup.
Sweet.
So we go there and record. Awesome. So that might be a thing too on a Saturday.
If we can find Guinness extra foreign. That is my favorite.
I just want Harp. I like Harp. I'm a Harp guy.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
That's easy. They have the fucking 15 pack down or 18 pack.
Yeah.
It's like Harp, Schmidix, and Harp. Is it Harp, Schmidix, and Guinness? Harp.
Yeah. I think for the whole, I'll probably get a case of it in the whole month. Like my podcast beers for every show will be Harps.
Well, I went to the other day. I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to get a 4-pack Guinness today.
Oh, here you go. I'll be in New Jersey this week. So I'll look for some nearby breweries and post them in the Facebook page.
Hell yeah, dude.
I appreciate that, man.
Thank you, sir.
Our thing that we're doing now, too, is we're getting another shipment of stickers in. You can order stickers from our merch page, but if they're like $3 or $4 a sticker, but they are fucking huge. So when you order them from Teespring, if you order a sticker, they are a little expensive. But I didn't realize how fucking massive they were. This is how big the sticker is when you get it. If you order any stickers or if you see us and we'll give you a stack because we just give them away anyway, we've been doing a thing where we're on Instagram where if people find our Bang and Beer stickers or if you stick one up somewhere, send it to us and we're calling it hashtag banging in the wild.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's our new thing.
Hashtag. That's TM Billy.
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah, every time we go to a brewery, we'll slap on the wall and then we'll say, hey, we were here. So if you have any Bang & Beer stickers or you need any, or if you come across any, take a picture and send it to us. Like, hey, we found you. Someone actually found one of my hidden Interviews with Everyday People stickers and sent it to me.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was pretty
fun. That's awesome.
Where my old house was, where I burnt down.
Oh, yeah.
I had magnets at the time. And I took a magnet of Not Cool in high school because it was me as a kid. And I slapped it on this pole that used to be like my fence pole. And my house is now gone. It's a lot, but that fence pole is still there. So I slapped the magnet on my house pole. And I took a picture saying, like, if you know me, like, this is where I used to live. Nah. If you could find this magnet, it's yours. And someone who knew me went and grabbed the magnet.
Nice.
And took a picture, like, so it was like at my old house.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But cool. What shirt are you wearing?
Also Fright Rags.
Yeah.
They did the rerun of the Zombie versus Sharks, but
nice.
But this is the original run. That was the Ralligan.
And this t-shirt made it to the movie This Is the End.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
And it's out right now. I think you can still buy it on Fright Rags. And I think they're coming back with like their best selling shirts of last year. They're reprinting like five of them.
I think so.
It's like an Army of Dead or Army of Darkness and a few other ones are all getting reprinted. So
I need to start getting more.
Nikolai, I think, locked on a date. I just got to remember. I don't remember what date it is, but we're going to have Ben from Fright Rags back on Not Cool in High School as an interview to come in and talk about like what's the future, what's coming out this year for Fright Rags.
Awesome. I keep meaning to wear my Arctic Research Station shirt and I keep forgetting about it.
We're huge Fright Rag fans, yep. So we support the fuck out of them.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Just working on some music stuff. Hopefully the acoustic project will be ready by the time everyone opens their patios. So that's good.
You can do an open mic
then. Yeah. Well, that'll probably be one of our test runs.
Yeah.
But that's about it. Go support your local breweries. Listen to the rest of the shows in the network. And if you get a chance to see Between the Barry and Me in real life, do it because it will blow your mind.
Yeah. And please, if you made it this far, a share, a like, a subscribe. Yes. Goes a long, long way. Word of mouth is what got us this far. The fact that people are commenting and joining our Facebook community page means the world to us.
Yeah, keep that up, guys. Everyone who's been contributing, please keep it up.
Yeah.
And like we've been having great community moderation for bots and stuff too. I've been getting reports and stuff and knocking them out.
Yeah, you guys are killing it. Like I said, invite some people. If you're in that community page, like, oh, I think my friend Bill or my friend Steve would be great for this community, and just throw them an invite. And if you think they would like the podcast, hit us up. And like I said, we're always down to have people come join us. We just don't just drink beer. We talk pop culture and all that.
And we've got some cool stuff coming up. Like we're going to do some more style shows, like where we focus on specific styles. We will be brewing a new beer in the near future.
We're going to be at Rusty Rail.
We're going to Rusty Rail on April 9th for their millionth canning of Fog Monster.
I think they're
going to
have like a whole event.
Yeah, it's a festival the whole day.
So you guys can hang out with us and be like, we're here for Banging Beers and your millionth can, but we're more here for Banging Beers.
So we're gonna talk to those guys before everything starts, and then it's a nice festival for the day. So
yeah, so if you want to come for the millionth can of Fog Monster and wear Banging Beers t-shirts and be like, we like this podcast. Yeah, thank you for having them. That'd be great.
Yeah.
All right. Banging Beers podcast, we're out of here.